Who's died of death? Listen, beginning Monday morning at 7:35 for the Stone Appliance Stiff Celebrity Sweepstakes. You could win on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You're listening to Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is The Hard Line. Good afternoon, everybody. Could we interest you all in a ranch report? Well, we have one on the way.
Do we have it? Aren't we going to meet the new intern, Jake, today?
Earl?
Yeah, I mean Earl.
Yes, we are. I hear he's got something. I hear he's got stories.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a big old galook, I'll tell you that.
Well, right now it is time for Fun with Real Audio.
Thank you.
A time where we stop down and then closely examine funny things that happen on the show that might get glossed over.
Well, it got a lot funnier about 30 minutes ago, that's for sure. Because this was not a planned part of Fun with Real Audio. We've had to cut Fun with Real Audio in half so we could allow this piece of audio to make
the cut. So we might do more tomorrow?
Yeah, there'll be plenty tomorrow. Because about a half hour ago, Grego walks in the studio before we do E-News. I guess it was about an hour ago. And before we actually get back from break, he looks at me and he was like, "Good try. Good try." I was like, "What are you talking about?" "Oh, don't you do that." I'm like, "What?" He's like, "I snipped it out." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "That little prank in there with Aubrey."
Aubrey being one of our production gurus that makes commercials.
Right. And still, I'm like, "I don't have any idea what you're talking about."
Yeah, you do.
We do now.
Now I do.
It's a good plan.
There was no plan.
He's not going to believe you, so don't even try to defend yourself.
Well, you have to.
I lose no matter what.
Right, you do.
Right.
But this is not a prank. This was an actual copy that you and Reiner read, for Vermont Teddy Bear. And you're going to be doing live spots for him and everything with the same copy.
We just did one.
With those characteristics?
Yeah, and for the first time ever, Reiner insisted I use copy points and handed them to me, where I'd have to say that. So he's in on it.
You think that...
Can't believe that, Ryan. We had an agreement that we'd never prank each other, but
I'm not pranking
you.
I'm not pranking you, Grego. The only reason I did that is so you could see the copy points. And you know it's not a prank. I mean, look at that. It doesn't look like a regular commercial that Cactus writes. It looks like it always does when it comes from Vermont Teddy Bear.
That's where the genius of the snake comes in, because he's smart enough to get that done.
No, I'm not.
He's really not.
I have to enter his password so he can check his email.
I guarantee you, y'all are in on it. Somehow Kevin Scott's in on it.
No, he's not.
Get dragged into this.
No one's in on anything.
Because you're always in on a good guy.
Just over here giggling at you two guys.
But there is a history of this going on, because you were pranked one time with the Aveda spot.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we're going to hear that. Once again, I lose on that.
I don't even know if we have that anymore,
We'll search for it, but keep talking.
So, Aubrey calls you guys in to read just a normal, generic commercial.
But see, this started very early in the day.
Oh, we have Aveda?
Yeah. How long is it, Dave? Let's listen to this.
This is...
Hang on. Go ahead. Set it up.
I just wrote a script for Grego to read, and one of the production guys gave it to him, and he fought through all these words that don't exist.
Which, you know what? Pick up any product in the world and read those ingredients, and nobody...
Yeah, but listen to these.
Well, they're ridiculous. Don't play this. Please, we got to. AP1's Greg Williams here. You ever want to buy something special for your lady? Well, it's time to thank Aveda, brother. Aveda products are the absolute top of the line in skincare,
hair care,
and total body care. This isn't a tricked-up Valentine's Day gift. This is year-round gift that will please any woman. Three magic elements are inside every Aveda product.
Plant Roidestix.
That stands for skin exfoliation.
Shintoic Stulic.
That stands for moisturizing.
Filamin Truxoid.
And that stands for re-moisturizing. I know they're long words, and I slaughtered them, but the product speaks for itself. Don't forget, I will be at the Aveda booth during Ticket Stop.
Okay, that's it.
Shintoid Stulic.
I'm telling you, you pick up any...
Shintoid Stulet.
You pick up any product, and they have those ridiculous words.
Billy Midtruckstoid.
I stand behind that. You would have fallen for that.
You know, the best part about that is when I was writing those words, I just kept adding syllable after syllable, you know? Just kept going and going.
Now, the behind-the-scenes audio from that was 10 times as good as that.
Yeah. The behind-the-scenes was awesome.
Don't make me read this, John. Don't make me read this.
I'm going to butcher these, big, John.
And that was Big John Griffin, too. I've never forgiven him for that. I never will.
All right, so there is a history here. So Aubrey
That's why
takes
I was
you
on
guys,
guard. I was on guard.
Aubrey takes you guys in there to read a spot but that is legitimate.
Okay, let me... Before that, Cactus comes in, and he goes, hey, I've got to get you guys to do some spots, but you're going to have to do it during your show, during a break. Is that okay? So that's where the prank was first set up. Then Aubrey came down and said, hey, I hate to do this, but you guys got to do this during the show.
Okay,
so
well...
So see, what you wanted me under pressure where I'd have to do it during a break.
You know, they may be pranking you. This may be Cactus.
It could be.
And Aubrey
pranking
you. It's not
me and him.
I have nothing to do with this.
We're just playing it.
So here's what... This is what happened. We're going to play... We can stop this whenever you guys want. This is what happened about an hour ago when they were reading a Vermont teddy bear spot.
Hey now, it's the Hard Line, and Easter is right around the corner. This year, do something fun and original and send your loved ones a Vermont teddy bear.
Vermont teddy bears are beautifully handmade in Vermont, and each one of them is a little different. They come with free gourmet chocolate, a gift card, all delivered in their famous box.
With an air hole?
With an air hole? Vermont teddy bears are beautifully handmade in Vermont, and each one is a little bit different. They come with free gourmet chocolate, a gift card, all delivered in their famous box with an air hole.
Just call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a bear counselor will help.
Right. You want the little bear to die.
Just call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a bear counselor will help you choose from over 100 bears for birthdays, get-well, anniversaries, and, of course, Easter.
They have a couple of fun... They have a couple of fun new bears for Easter this year. Oh, God, I'm having a real hard time reading this because my eyes are messed up. They have a couple of fun new bears for Easter this year to make... I can't really read this, I'm telling you.
The lights are out.
I know. I have no light, and I...
Well, get over here and do it.
And then the mics won't be right. They have a couple of fun new bears for Easter this year, so make sure you ask about... So make sure you ask about Hatch, the Easter egg bear. So make sure you ask about Hatch, the Easter egg bear, and all the new Easter cow, and the all-new Easter cow that comes with a chocolate cow plop. Are you kidding me? This right here is not right. Somebody's f***ing with me on this. This is not right.
No, Mr. Ryan.
But I'm going to go ahead and read it. And we'll have, they have a couple of fun new bears for Easter this year that'll make... They have a couple of fun new bears for Easter this year, so make sure you ask about Hatch, the Easter egg bear, and the all-new Easter cow that comes with a chocolate cow plop. Only in Vermont could they come up with that.
Vermont teddy bears make a personal and sentimental gift. They will be loved forever because they're guaranteed for life. You won't believe the reaction you'll get when you send one. You won't believe the reaction you'll get when you send one. Overnight and Saturday delivery is guaranteed, so call today at 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. Show you care, send a bear, the creative alternative to flowers for Easter or any occasion. That's 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them the Hard Line directed you to the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
All right, keep rolling, Aubrey. I want this on tape that I know this is a gag. This is a f***ing gag, and I'm in on it. There's no way that cow plop is part of that.
What was that at the end? There's no way that what?
Cow plop is part of that.
So we had a Jim moment,
I think,
too.
That was edited.
No, it wasn't. Play the end of that if you can. If you can back that up a little bit. That is not edited.
So you still think this is a prank?
I know it is.
Are you serious?
This is their legitimate copy.
They are not going to market chocolate cow plop.
Grego, had you not come in and accused Corby of pranking you, we would have never, ever even heard about this.
This is a f***ing gag, and I'm in on it. There's no way that cow plop is part of that.
Oh, dear.
There's no way that cow plop is part of that.
I promise you. What do you want me to do?
I lose either way.
What do you want me to
because
do?
If I don't say anything about it, oh, then you got me, and it's real funny. You know, I said cow plop. I can't believe you. That's stupid. You believe that was part of it. But then if I snip it out and call you on it, then you're like, oh,
you know, you're paranoid. We didn't do that. And I still look like an a-hole.
You know, Cactus needs to come in here, or Aubrey. Will you believe them?
No, you won't believe anybody.
You won't believe Reiner?
He doesn't believe Reiner.
I used to would believe Reiner, but not anymore.
Call him up and ask a bear counselor.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Ask about the cow plot.
That's a good idea.
What is their number?
Oh, boy, that's real.
1-800-829-BEAR. Right.
Call him.
Here's where Kevin Scott.
Greg, you dial.
Here's where Kevin Scott comes in now. Here's where Kevin Scott comes in. That was his part in the gag.
No.
Hey, call a bear counselor.
Okay.
I'm sure you've got it set up with him.
You call him. You dial the number. Dial it right now.
I'm
here.
Not going to do it. That's not my job to dial the phone.
So you're going to let somebody else dial the number. That's how we're going to fix it, though.
See, all of a sudden, Denny knew that I wouldn't dial it. So he's dialing it.
He's calling Earl out in the bullpen area.
Right. Earl's the bear counselor.
No, Earl's not the bear counselor. Did you dump that?
Yeah, you get him on the phone. You do get him on the phone.
All right, so we got a bear counselor on the phone.
Yes.
Hello? Hey, are you a bear counselor?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Tell us about your Easter cow bunny.
The Easter cow bunny?
Snake.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Oh, the Easter cow bunny, he actually looks like a cow. He's black and white, and he has little Easter bunny ears on, and he has little cowbell.
Cowbells.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else come with it?
He has a little baby blue bow tie.
Baby blue bow tie, mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. He comes with chocolate?
Hang
on. He comes with a cow pie.
Now, what is that?
It's a little chocolate, a cow pie.
Is it sometimes referred to as a cow plop?
Exactly.
So you're talking cow poop here, huh?
I mean, if you want to go to that extent, then I guess so.
Are there any diamonds in that plop?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
Do you have an Easter bunny named Hatch?
He's a regular bear. He looks like he's pretty much hatching out of an egg.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And his hat is like the top of the egg cracked, and his outfit's the other end of the egg.
Well, that sounds wonderful, because I've ordered many, many Vermont teddy bears in my life, and I'm just glad you're adding these bears to it.
Well, they're that is great wonderful. Easter gifts.
That's a great way to send Easter cheer.
It definitely is.
It is. We support Vermont Teddy Bear.
All right, thank you, ma'am.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Now do you believe us?
Just can't figure out who that voice is.
It was the
You can hear
from
another
Vermont
bear
teddy
counselor
bear.
In the background.
I know, that's the genius of you guys.
I'm telling you, it's not a prank.
We're not that elaborate, Greg.
No. I don't have the time or energy to do that.
We have 15 robot Gregos just waiting to go. Do you think that we'd trump all that for this?
Well, maybe it wasn't one then. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. But it sure seemed like one.
I understand. That'll be easy. You'll be more susceptible to pranks now.
You want to talk to Cactus?
So Cactus is on the hotline?
No,
yeah.
You can have Cactus, but Cactus and Aubrey are always in on this.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
I had nothing to do with it. I had nothing to do with the Aveda. I had nothing to do with Vermont Teddy Bear. So if it is a gag, I'm out on it. I just wanted to make that clear.
But
I like Grego. I'm not going to screw him around like that.
I realize that, but you've listened to all this. You saw the copy. You know it's real.
Actually, I didn't really look at the copy. I just handed it to Aubrey and told him to get you guys. But the one thing is, we did have a client in from 2 to 3, which is what screwed us up and made us have to do it during the show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very, very.
I'm just glad you're on
suspicious.
Edge.
Suspicious.
Very convenient.
Oh, I'm not really on edge.
All right, Cactus, thank you.
Okay.
That was helpful.
All right, well, it's not. Now, should we go to Robot Grego, or do we have time?
It's 28. You know what? I think I love about this is that everybody is so on guard and so afraid of being pranked that something as innocent as this could get blown up. And feared of being a huge prank. That's the genius of, well, this station, I guess. Who was that?
That was Aubrey saying it's not a prank.
Now do you believe it?
I guess. But not fully. Not fully.
All right, so you want
to
do...
I don't know what more to tell him.
Let's do Robot Grego tomorrow.
All right, because we have...
We got a ranch report.
We got a bunch of
You know
of
anything
robot
about
Gregos.
This, Obbs? It's real, right?
She says it's real.
Not a prank.
They have a website,
too. Auburn's like the only one that I really would believe.
Oh, is it on the website, so maybe, Kevin?
I think so. Yeah, go to VermontTeddyBear.com. Check it out. They might have one up there.
If it's on the website, will you believe it, Greg?
No. Although we could have the IT guys in on that, too, and create a fake website just for that computer in there.
Kevin and Dad?
Just so we could get you to say brown plop.
Right. Okay, well, whatever.
And that is ending on a high. The Ranch Report is next.